Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland
on News Talk.
Now I'm here in Hidden Hearing on the Merrion Road in South County Dublin. And I'm doing something I thought I would never do on radio. I'm about to get a hearing test. I'll be in the safe hands of Enda Dooley. He's the audiologist here. Good morning, Enda. My wife says that I have selective hearing and I need to get my hearing checked. So that's why I'm here today. So,
good morning, Bobby. You're very welcome. And I've never heard that before about selective hearing. So it's good to hear it again for the millionth time. You didn't have selective hearing when you met your wife. So there's no such thing as selective hearing. So I have this conversation with people every day. Isn't it funny when you were... What age were you when you met her?
19.
Okay, so when you're 19, were you out in pubs, discos, nightclubs?
The whole nine yards.
Right. So I bet you didn't have selective hearing then. And isn't it funny when you're 19 and 20, nobody mumbles, nobody speaks too fast, and nobody speaks too low.
Sure.
The thing about hearing loss, and this is the big message I really want to try and get across to you today. Hearing loss is not deafness. Hearing loss is clarity of speech loss. Why does everybody hear perfectly well when they're younger? Because they have normal hearing. And the most common type of hearing loss affects your high frequency hearing and it affects clarity. So you hear the voice.
Yeah.
But you don't distinguish all the words as clearly as you used to. You and I are wearing glasses. 2 years ago, I wasn't wearing glasses. I didn't blame the fine print for getting smaller.
Yeah.
I accept I don't see it the way I used to. So I went and I got tested and I got help. Think of your hearing in the same way.
And isn't that one of the issues, Enda, that people don't think of hearing in that way? You have to be dragged in here. People don't want to get their hearing tested because they're in some kind of denial, most people. Would that be fair to say?
That is very fair to say. And that's the thing. I'm not going to ask you your age on the radio.
I'm 65. I was 65 last week.
Grant, okay. Have you had your hearing tested before?
No.
Why?
I never thought I needed to.
Okay. Baseline hearing testing is what we really need to change this whole mindset about hearing. Hearing testing is not for when you can't hear. That's the problem. The average time around the world between people noticing a clarity hearing loss and doing something about it is 5 to 7 years. Nobody lets any other aspect of their health get worse by 5 to 7 years.
Yeah.
If you're over 60, everybody should be told by their GP, go get a baseline hearing test. It's free. Bring it back, stick it in your file, and then we'll keep an eye on it for you.
Yeah.
It's part of your health check and your wellness.
And just to clarify this, Enda, so if I come here today with, I think, no problem, and I come here in 5 years' time with a problem, if I had gone 5 years ago when there was maybe a minor issue or no issue, by coming earlier, do you make the journey easier?
There's long-term clinical studies going back to the 60s. If you treat hearing loss sooner, you actually stimulate and exercise the little tiny hair cells in the cochlea, the inner ear. We're going to have a look at this in a minute. We don't hear with our ears. People who have hearing loss have ears, but they don't hear as distinctly as they used to. It's all down to the signal coming from the cochlea, the inner ear. Approximately 15,000 of these little microscopic hair cells, and they're tonotopic, so think of a piano keyboard. They pick up different frequencies, and they start to wear out and die off. It's the number one cause of high-frequency hearing loss. High-frequency hearing loss is as common as needing glasses for fine print. And high-frequency hearing loss causes clarity of speech problems, which is what your wife is saying to you, that you have selective hearing. You're hearing her, but are you hearing her as clearly and as distinctly as you used to?
Or I'm hearing her and I'm not listening. That's a different thing. You're not here to sort out a listening problem.
I have probably saved more marriages in the South County Dublin area than a lot of councillors, but that's another topic. So it's simple test. You come in, we're going to obviously get some very quick background with you in relation to your health, any issues with noise in the past. Then I'm going to have a quick look in your ear canal because I want to be able to check your ear canal to make sure that it's not full of wax. A lot of people come in, wax is a normal occurrence in your ear. There's two glands in your ear, a wax gland and an oil gland. So it's very, very, very common to have your ear sometimes blocked with wax.
So we've got a picture of the ear and then the inner ear.
This is the pathway of how we hear. So the outer, the only part of your hearing mechanism that you can see is your ear.
Yeah.
But it's not how you hear.
Sure.
You don't hear with your ear.
So all the mechanical stuff happens in about 2 inches away.
The mechanical bit, correctly, is the middle ear. That's your eardrum and the little bones. That's your natural amplifier. It mechanically passes the vibrations into the cochlea, the inner ear, and your brain only understands the signal from that. Have you ever seen your ear canals?
No, I haven't, but I'm going to have a look at them now. So you're putting a device in my ear, which I think is like a camera.
So this is a little camera.
Yeah. Okay, so let's look at my right ear to start off with.
Right inner ear, and again, you can see it doesn't cause any distress or irritation. And I'm pointing in there now.
I see wax, do I?
A little bit of wax.
Yeah.
And you see a few hairs there as well.
Is that good?
It's good. But there's your eardrum down the
back. Wow. Yeah, so you're seeing right, almost right inside my head.
Well, no, it's only about a centimetre in or two. But that's your eardrum. It's kind of a pinky, bluey colour.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's fine. We could definitely test your hearing. Looks nice and healthy. Tiny bit of wax, nothing major.
Okay. And then in my...
Left ear,
we'll have a look there.
Now that looks very different, doesn't it?
Oh wow, there's some what look like growths or something in there, is it?
Yeah, so are you a swimmer?
I am, I swim in the 40 foot a couple of days a week.
Okay, so this is a very common condition with people who are swimmers. And it's not a problem, but you can see your ear canal is very different than your right ear.
So it's much narrower, and there seems to be what are these bumps in it
little bumps. So So this is called surfer's ear, or some people say swimmer's ear. But you can see that instead of going very flat in, there's tiny little bumps. They look like little growths. These are little bony growths, and it's basically caused by cold water.
Wow. So what's the cure for that? Or
there's no cure because it's not a problem.
Okay.
You can still see we've a big opening all the way in, absolutely no wax, and there's your eardrum at the back. Do you use earplugs?
I do.
Yeah, so that'll help that.
Yeah. So now, folks, I've just completed the hearing test, and just to describe it to you, I went into this, what's like a telephone box, and I sat in there for about 10 or 15 minutes with headphones on, and Enda then played a series of beeps, and I pressed a button every time I heard a beep, up and down, and I came out after about 15 minutes, and he now has the results for me. So Enda, how are we doing?
What's your wife's name, Bobby?
Mary, God love her.
Yeah, so she might have a slight point. Okay, so this is an audio. I'm showing you now an audiogram, which is basically a chart of your hearing. On the left-hand side is loudness. So 0 decibels, a whisper, all the way down to 120 decibels. That would be aeroplane taking off. Really, really loud.
Right.
And then on the bottom of the scale, earlier on I mentioned about the piano keyboard. Low frequency sounds on the left, where you hear the volume of speech.
Yeah.
High frequency sounds on the right, where you pick up soft consonants. So the K, T, F, S, T, H, these consonants are high frequency sounds. They're softer sounds. Do you know the way if you're in a pub and it's a busy pub or restaurant and the noise of the crowd around you, even though your hearing is fine, you're struggling to hear. If you go into that pub early in the morning as an employee and there's nobody in the place, there's no problem.
Right.
It's the noise. So the volume of the noise further drowns out these softer sounds. So you hear the voice, but not as clearly or not as distinctly. So you have pretty good hearing. Normal hearing is highlighted here in the yellow.
Yeah.
Red is your right ear. Blue is your left ear.
So they're pretty similar in both ears, both my ears?
Yeah, so exactly. So that your surfer's ear, the little bumps in your ear canals are having no effect on this. And if we look at this, then more than 3/4 of your hearing range for speech is perfectly normal. Now, if we slide over here and show you the high frequency part, high pitch, there is a dip away from normal in both ears. And that's what we tend to find the most common hearing loss, age-related. Your high-frequency hearing tends to be the part that goes first. And that affects clarity.
Okay.
So hearing the voice, not a problem. If there's somebody more than 6 to 8 feet away from you, if you've no visual with them, the one thing COVID taught us all is how visual we are.
Absolutely.
Or if there's competing background noises, down the road, clarity will become a bit more of a problem. And that's why it's so important, go in and get a baseline test. Because if you come back to me in 2 years' time, 4 years' time, 10 years' time, 15 years' time, we have this now to compare where your hearing is at.
Okay. Now, Enda, just as this is a business show and I know I'm here getting my hearing test, how does hidden hearing, the business model, actually work?
Okay, so Hidden Hearing is the longest established private hearing care company in Ireland, and they're 35 years in business in Ireland. But we're owned by a Danish parent company now, Demant, and Demant is a global hearing care company. They're 108 years in business in 130 countries worldwide.
Wow.
They have a research facility in Stockholm that's 50 years conducting research into how we can help patients to hear and treat hearing loss. We have the world's most advanced technology to help you because we can't bring your hearing loss back. We never mentioned that. Hearing aids are hearing aids. They don't bring it back.
Okay.
And there's 85 branch and clinics around the country. People tend to forget is hearing the things and the people you love is so vitally important to your quality of life. Don't miss out. For the sake of coming in, it's a baseline hearing test. We'll tell you if you need help or not, and then we have that conversation with you. But there is no reason in this day and age, with the technology we have today, for people to struggle with their hearing.
So you heard it here, folks. Hidden hearing, go and get an ear test. We look after our eyes, we look after our heart, we look after all sorts of things, but we seem to ignore our hearing, and I'm glad I came here today. Thank you for your time.
My pleasure.
Down to business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.